Hey there, Lovey Lou. Have you ever wondered how you can make a significant leap in consciousness or have what feels like a spiritual awakening or shift without any clear explanation? What if I told you that dimensions beyond our usual understanding of reality play a role in our consciousness and how we experience many aspects of our lives? Different roles we play, like being a leader, a family member, or even as a teacher of consciousness like me, can be connected to specific chakras and affect our consciousness levels, and particularly our overall levels. Well, those dimensions are related to our chakra system. And today is more about how calibrations can be understood based on how Dr. Hawkins did calibrations for his map of consciousness versus how Brian Gibbs did calibrations, also based on Dr. Hawkins' work, but taking it a step further with his map of spiritual progress. But before I get into today's topic called Pinpointing Limitations, Tapping into Your Chakra System for Personal Breakthroughs and Revelations for Meaningful Calibrations, my name is Liz Dracia. I'm your happy host here at your weekly dose of higher consciousness, the place to discover where authentic power and truth reside in consciousness. I'm also the founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. I'm on a mission to help you raise your level of consciousness on a wide variety of topics related to mind, body, spirit, health, personal or professional development, and spiritual growth. And today is no exception. So let's get started. So before I get into today's topic, today's the day I feature an interesting calibration that I typically come across over at consciousnesscalibrations.com in my weekly newsletters, which I'm going to quickly share with you at the end of today's episode. So I encourage you to stick around for that, especially if you're interested in today's topic, because it's related to that as well, and it's an excellent tool to help you with what we're talking about today. So today is really a lesson in different types of calibrations and how, and really understanding them, and how Dr. Hawkins held his calibrations in mind for the decades of consciousness research he did in creating the map of consciousness. Now, his calibrations are known as dimensions of relevance. And some of this stuff you're going to be like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. So stick with me, because I didn't get it until today. I just started to really get it. So hopefully I'll help you get it as well. So Dr. Hawkins' calibrations are called dimensions of relevance, which are essentially answering the question, why? Why is something, let's say an example being Oprah Winfrey's show. Dr. Hawkins, I think in Truth Versus Falsehood, that book, calibrated the dimension of relevance and the why for Oprah Winfrey's show. Why does this, you know, why does this show exist? Why, you know, what's the relevance? And her show calibrated, I think, at 505, which is the why is for the purpose of love. Bringing love to the masses, right? Helping others help themselves. That was the why. Out of love, the energy of that show, the whole intention and creation of it all has the energy of love. So that's an example of the dimension of relevance and why. And now Brian Gibbs, the founder of Consciousness Calibrations, came up with his map of spiritual progress and what he held in mind in developing it. And his calibrations are known as all dimensions calibrations, or AD. So Dr. Hawkins, if you go to consciousnesscalibrations.com, you'll see a DR next to some of the numbers or an AD. Typically, he only designate AD if it's an AD calibration. Otherwise, it's a Hawkins-like calibration. So just as a reminder, Brian's map of spiritual progress is based on Dr. Hawkins' original map of consciousness, and due to the fact the map of consciousness is a registered trademark, it's a copyright infringement to teach, you know, specifically what Dr. Hawkins spoke about or taught in his books. So Brian and I both had to create workarounds so that even though in consciousness we're not infringing on copyright, Dr. Hawkins' wife thinks that we are, which it calibrates is not true that we are. So anyway, that doesn't matter. We don't want to disparage Dr. Hawkins' wife at all. We understand why she would want to control his stuff. But in any event, it's control nonetheless, which isn't helpful. So bottom line is Brian had to create his own map, and it's actually a pretty interesting map and more comprehensive in some ways. So Brian's workaround to copyright infringement is creating the map of spiritual progress, which is very closely tied to the map of consciousness, but kind of in more interesting chakra system ways. If you're into the chakra system and understanding this, these dimensions, you'll find this interesting. So, and this is where you can better grasp the notion that we are multidimensional beings, which, you know, you'll hear that multidimensional thing quite a bit. Kind of new, it sounds kind of new agey, a little woo woo to me in the past, but now I kind of get it. I can better appreciate what it means within the context of the chakra system. So I've had revelations of, I don't know if it was the heart chakra or the sacral chakra, but the revelation essentially, I kind of perceived it as like a supernova, like a dimension in consciousness, like maybe each of your chakra systems is like a supernova or a galaxy. That's kind of how he looked at it. And if you ever saw Men in Black, there was that little pug dog that had the galaxy around his neck on his collar. It kind of made me think of it that. So when they showed you what was going on his collar, there's an entire galaxy. That's kind of how I perceive each of the chakras, its own dimension, galaxy of creation. That may be an overstatement, but I don't know. Maybe not. Okay. When I had the vision of the supernova, I'm like, holy crow, it was so overwhelming and powerful. I could barely, you know, contain it in my own consciousness and didn't want to know. I'm like, oh my God, this is like super supernova. So I also understand, I've mentioned this before, that we are a lava lamp of consciousness. And this is a term I read about in the Conversations with God book series. And God in the book is like, you're a lava lamp of consciousness going in and out of different levels. And now I'm starting to get it. Just even today, I'm starting to get it even more when I describe to you the dimensions that we go in and out of within the chakra system. So our overall consciousness level is based on this essence of who we have become. And we have some areas of our lives where we are of higher consciousness and moving along quickly. Maybe that's in your career, like you're a superstar at work. You know your stuff. You're masterful at what you do. And then when it comes to other areas like interactions in relationships, you feel stuck or you have some money blocks or whatever it may be. You're stuck in some areas of your life. And this is a reflection of a different dimension. And I'm feeling this now within myself and understanding it better, which we're going to get to in this podcast and give you some examples. So this new type of calibration, which you can find on the map of spiritual progress. And you can get you can go to consciousnesscalibrations.com and see the map, or you can go to the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com/MOSP, Map of Spiritual Progress, MOSP, all together, and you can get a copy of that and print it out for yourself. So just so you know, you can take a look at that there after today's episode. So this new type of calibration on the Map of Spiritual Progress is known as the All Dimensions Calibration, or the AD Calibration. And Brian is pretty intuitive, and he's got some higher level dimensions going on for sure, as do all of us. I for sure do, based on that last calibration I got about this podcast, in fact. And we'll talk about that in a second. It's essentially, it averages the levels in each dimension, which evidently have different weights or significance relative to each other. And Brian feels like the dimensions seem to be nested one within another, and it's not a linear understanding. It's a multidimensional, spiritual dimensional understanding. So you can't do the black and white linear thought when conceiving or perceiving this. And I'm going to share calibrations of the different chakras. Helps you to understand why there's different weights or significance in different chakras, because the crown chakra is in the 600s. That's the highest level. That's a super high consciousness 600s. That's enlightened level stuff. And then Brian does calibrations of the heart and the third eye, because they're in the 500s. He doesn't do all the chakras, just those three, likely because that's of the spiritual dimension, and that's what the map is, the map of spiritual progress. So he's just contributing the spiritual dimension of those chakras. So let's review the chakra system first, so you can get a better handle on why you would want to give one chakra more of your attention than another, especially if you're weak in one of them. So your root chakra is associated with stability, grounding, and physical well-being. I've had significant problems with my root chakra associated with stability, not feeling safe, not grounded. I, in fact, was told I blew out my root chakra, and some intuitive healer said it's like a black hole in the universe. And anything I try to manifest, I'd get the opposite of it, which wasn't helpful, but I understood that that was a serious condition I had, not being grounded or feeling stable. It's greatly improved, but it's still an issue. I can tell. I can tell when I'm entering into some area of my life, like coming home. I get back into the root chakra. I feel the instability of it. I'm operating from lower consciousness. I start to feel resentment and bitterness. As opposed to when I go to work. I go to work, I feel expansive. Like I feel the expansiveness as I'm getting closer to work. I'm shifting dimensions. This is what I'm starting to feel. And I'm understanding that I've got something stuck in my awareness in the root chakra, likely, or aspects of the lower three chakras. When I go back home, I've got stuff spinning that isn't true. And it's a lower level of consciousness in those lower chakras for me. And typically, according to other healers that I trust and listen to, most humans have problems with the lower three chakras. So the sacral chakra, that's the second one, is associated with creativity, sexuality, and emotional balance. And I've had another healer say most people that she sees has issues with the second chakra. If you have issues with sexuality and intimacy, that's a dimension that you're operating. You've got some blocks there. You've got resistance. You're running lower programs in that dimension. The solar plexus, which is the third chakra, is associated with personal power, confidence, and self-esteem. If you lack that, there's blocks in that dimension of your life. It's a different aspect of your life that could affect your relationships, your jobs, your career, everything. Money, it's all can be affected in that dimension. The heart chakra is associated with love, compassion, and relationships. It's also associated with intuition. If you feel your intuition, you're not feeling intuitive, you get intuitive on occasion, it's likely you have some blocks in the heart chakra. The throat chakra, which is the fifth chakra, is associated with communication, self-expression, and speaking one's truth. I'd assume I no longer have blocks to the throat chakra, at least as it relates to doing this podcast. Because I can speak, my intention is to speak the truth at whatever level can be heard during each of the podcasts. So if for some reason I were to slip into another dimension and I sound like off or negatively oriented, that's how you know, like, oh, they just, you know, Liz just went into another dimension, whatever that may be, let's say with feelings of insecurity or not feeling safe. Like if that came into the conversation, you might feel that shift in dimension, which it's really marked for me. When I leave home, I feel the expansion and the move into another dimension when I go to work, and then I feel the contraction when I get home, and I'm just getting this today, so I'm hoping this is helpful to you. How do you feel going into different areas of your life? Like when I go into, I love window shopping. I'm a creative type. I used to have a home furnishings and fine handcraft store. I get inspired by window shopping. So it could be I'm going into my sacral chakra dimension in that activity. Or if I like to ski, I'm going into the physical dimension of the root chakra possibly, or self-esteem. So this is just ideas to help you start thinking about what dimension am I in? Not to overthink it. We don't need to make our lives complicated with this overthinking, but it helped me perhaps answer the question as to why I feel so expansive, like dramatically so. The further when I start heading to work, I'm getting, there's a certain point when I open up into this ranch on the highway. When I get to that ranch on my way to work, expansion happens. I must be moving into another dimension of creativity, loving work, interacting with others. And then when I start to head home, for personal reasons, I start to contract. And I get these feelings of resentment and bitterness, instability, not safe, and fight or flight mode. It's greatly improved, but it still is there, some of it. So just something interesting to consider about, and how can you resolve it, right? Now that I know it's a root chakra thing, seemingly, I can perhaps take steps to harmonize and balance that, which I have something for you at the end of this that's proven to be significant in consciousness as well. That's today's interesting calibration tool. Okay. And then where are we at? Throat. Okay, third eye is associated with intuition, inner wisdom, and spiritual insight. That's in the 500s. And that, I just looked up a calibration for clairvoyance, which I am clairvoyant, is anywhere, depending on the dimension, between 540 and 605. So these are enlightened messages when you're clairvoyant, depending on the why or the what of it. So, and let me just see if I have that calibration. So clairvoyance, the energy of clairvoyance is 540. And when you're properly, this is interesting that you qualify it, when you're properly, when the principles are intent or intention for the proper use of clairvoyance, which calibrates at 605, is the surrender of personal gain. So this is where psychics and mediums come in. Like, what's the energy of their clairvoyant or psychic abilities? Are they trying to be, you know, world famous and make them feel like they're like, oh my God, they're all knowing it. What's the energy of it? So when you let surrender the personal gain of it all, which I have a friend who is, I would say, typically does. She's more heart-centered, loving grace. She's got healing grace coming through her. She's using her clairvoyance to serve the higher good. That's my perception of her. That's how I feel. And this is just something to consider if you hire a psychic, which psychic energy is higher energy. It's just the motivation behind it. That would be a Dr. Hawkins calibration. What's the motivation behind a particular psychic? Is it for fame and glory and followers and money? Or is it to serve the highest good of whoever they're helping? Very different energies. One motivation is below 200. The other one is up here, 54605. So anyway, the clairvoyance is comes through the third eye. That's where I see things. They come through the third eye on me. So just interesting little FYI for you. And then the final, the seventh chakra is the crown chakra, which is associated with spirituality, connection to higher consciousness and enlightenment. That's a 600 calibration, I'm pretty sure. And the calibrations of the chakras can be found in Dr. Hawkins' book, Letting Go, The Pathway to Surrender, on page 33. There you go. If you want to check out those calibrations and that book, for that matter. So Brian wrote an article. He's the founder, again, of ConsciousnessCalibrations.com, which I'm simply going to read to you because he's a good writer. He writes at higher levels of truth, which you may or may not get, but I'm going to walk you through it. But it's good to know. Okay, so if you go to ConsciousnessCalibrations.com, Brian did an article called Note on Consciousness Calibrations Types. And we're going to start with a little background of consciousness calibrations in general, which will be very helpful to many of you, especially if you're new to the podcast. And Dr. Hawkins, who wrote Power versus Force and who created the Map of Consciousness, tested the relevance of consciousness calibrations, and they calibrate at 605 on the Map of Consciousness. And that calibration can be found in Truth versus Falsehood. And essentially, the why of consciousness of this topic is to enlighten you, to enlighten all of us as to the truth of things in ultimate reality, in reality, in our reality in general, and in the map of human consciousness in general. Where is their power and truth held in the human scale of consciousness? That's what it was created for. And it's the reason for it, the relevance of it is significant because it's in to enlighten us. And this type of calibration is used in the ConsciousnessCalibrations.com database. This is how Brian, this is how he puts things into context when he's calibrating something. He does it based on the map of consciousness. So what do we know about it? So Dr. Hawkins, or Doc, also known as Doc to his students, D-O-C, taught that an individual may calibrate differently in different areas of life. And then one may ask, how is it possible that different areas of life is not an arbitrary conceptualization or artifice of the intellect? And the answer is, dimensions, actual dimensions in consciousness. And the dimensions of consciousness correlate with the well-known seven chakra model plus the thymus. And I'm not sure what plus the thymus actually means. I have to look further into it. So the calibrated level of a chakra indicates the level of spiritual evolution within a dimension, and overall progress in consciousness is made non-linearly as one focuses variously into each of these dimensions. and this can explain great leaps up or down in consciousness that were not due to supernatural serendipity or, conversely, dreadful mistakes. A change in one's level of consciousness can simply be a matter of switching dimensions or area of life. Now, I have a very interesting example of this in my own life, and it's only today that I'm starting to get what's going on here. So here's the deal. When I leave home and I go to work, there's a certain point on my journey where I come into this opening. I'm coming out of a canyon. I live in Colorado. I'm coming out of a canyon into this opening of a cow field and farmland as I'm going to work. And I always experience this expansiveness of energy, of excitement, of going to work and getting to work and getting focused and doing the work that I love. I'm now understanding I'm entering a different dimension. This is likely entering the dimension of the upper chakras, as an example. So I'm entering into my heart of intuition, into my crown for and third eye for teaching. Like when I'm doing the podcast, I'm entering a different dimension because I'm speaking through the throat and I'm intending to speak the truth at the highest level that I can. So I'm invoking the dimension of the spiritual domain in the crown, the third eye for insight and teaching. So the crown's lead, you know, this is kind of my example of it. And then now I'm better understanding why it is that I sink into lower levels. I feel a contraction when I head home. And it's not that I have a terrible home life, but I have associations that are stuck with, and there's feelings of insecurity, fight or flight. This is a root chakra thing, likely. And I've shared that, you know, I was told by other healers that I blew out my root chakra, so I don't feel safe. I really don't feel safe. I'm in fight or flight mode. And I've shored up that one quite a bit, but it's still, there's still that feeling of a sink. So now I'm understanding just today that I'm entering a new dimension. And maybe it would behoove me to not leave the dimension I was in and just shore up this one somehow. And I'm going to share some stuff at the end that'll help with this. So that's just an example of switching dimensions. And another example could be, I love to window shop. And I love to see beautiful things like interior design, home stores is an example. Home furnishing stores or beautiful clothing stores. I'm entering a new dimension there where my creativity, this is your second chakra, is opening up. I'm enjoying what's around me. I'm taking in the creativity of others and getting inspired by others. I'm interacting with retail clerks, so my heart's open and I'm loving interacting with others. This is relating to others. This is kind of a different blend of dimensions when I'm doing a different activity. Same is probably sure. I'm entering a different dimension when I go skiing. What's that dimension? I don't know. There's got to be an element of personal power because I'm going down a mountain fast on skis and physical, like I'm rooted. I don't feel unsafe. I feel safe on skis. So anyway, this is just examples of how the chakra system at work and a better understanding for me for sure when I enter a different dimension, like that are so such a high contrast, going to work and coming home, big contrast. Okay, so we're going to talk about the dimension of relevance. We'll call it DR, calibration. And this is how Dr. Hawkins, this is how he did calibration. So research into the nature of consciousness calibration reveals that Dr. Hawkins' calibration returns its results in the dimension of relevance. And this is the dimension most applicable to the topic and how it's held in mind. So we did Linda Armstrong and I did a a calibration of this podcast. And I'm not sure if it was a DR calibration or an all dimensions calibration. But in any event, how did we hold it in mind? And I think I held it in mind as to the content of, now I don't know that I think about it. I don't know if I held it. I thought I held in mind what the content of the podcast was, which turned out to be 460, which is the energy of excellence. And I'm not sure what my motivation for the podcast is. Or if we did do that, I'm not sure. It could have been both. I don't feel or think that my motivation for the podcast is for fame and glory and money and status. That comes with the field of excellence without intending it. I don't need that. It would just go along with the package, just as an example of this. Okay, so here's something that's interesting. When you calibrate someone as a leader, you likely get their level in the crown chakra. This is the leadership energy is coming from the crown. Or if you calibrate someone as a teacher, you may get their third eye chakra. Or if you calibrate someone as a family member, you may get their heart chakra. So we can all have different personal calibrations within the context of as a worker, as a mother. They're all different kind of dimensions. So if you calibrate an individual without specifying a role, then calibration returns the level in their predominant dimension as selected by consciousness itself. So consciousness is highly intelligent and it knows the truth about the calibration of an individual and what serves the highest good. And the level of DR calibration, which is Dr. Hawkins' dimension of relevance, is the energy of 605, which is enlightening. It's the energy of enlightenment. Seems to be constrained by the level of the seven chakra model, which is at 600. And if you add the thymus, the model comes up to 605. Okay, so that's maybe a little confusing. Just, you know, come back to that in another time or read the article. You might get it more, as I have, reading it again. So let's look at the all dimensions calibration, which is what Brian uses in his calibration of the map of spiritual progress. And this one, so the DR calibration is dimension specific. And one begins to explore whether there, and so this is where Brian came to explore whether there's an all dimensions calibration. And thankfully there is. And it fulfills the promise and expectation placed on the DR calibration, which cannot be expected to do everything. Okay, it's a bit limited. Each of these calibration types has an optimal use case, as discussed in the next section here. So we're going to get to that in a minute. So the AD calibration, all dimension calibration, averages the levels in each dimension, meaning each chakra. And in this case, Brian uses just the top spiritual dimension chakras of the heart, the third eye, and the crown, which is enlightened level, the other two in the 500. So he doesn't get into the lower level chakras, just the spiritual dimension ones, 500 and above. And so the AD calibration type tests at 630, which distinguishes it from the DR calibration and demonstrates its transcendence of the seven chakra plus thymus model. So there's a greater level of truth held at 630 in the all dimensions calibration. And in this way, the AD calibration is greater than the sum of its parts. Doesn't make it better. Calibrations do not mean better. They just hold greater levels of truth, is my understanding. So We're going to contrast the DR and the AD calibrations in this article. So he says, the DR is an applied calibration that tests for causality. Its specific purpose requires the result to be in the dimension of relevance. Okay, so that statement calibrates at 800. That's a high-level statement of truth. The AD, or all dimensions calibration, is an overall calibration in all dimensions, meaning all of the higher-level chakras, without the assumption of causality. It is therefore a more accurate analysis of essence. This is your essence, not just your mind. This is your everything you've ever been throughout eternity is your essence. That statement calibrates at 850. This is a quantum leap above the other one in truth. So think of the DR calibration as answering the essential why question. For example, why is this book the way it is? You can get a calibration for it. Or why is medical marijuana a good thing? You can get a calibrations for that. Or why is this teacher teaching? What's the motivation of the teacher? That's why we see a lot of teachers under 200, because the motivation is low level. It's fame and fortune and money and all that stuff. Control, controlling others, wanting to be right and prove others wrong, whatever. As opposed to the AD calibration answers the essential question of what? What is this book? What's the content of it? What is miracle marijuana? What is this being who teaches? What's the essence of them? So sometimes we want to know why, which is DR, but it seems what is more comprehensive, the AD calibration. And with teachers, for example, we know what they're teaching as a matter of their being and are less concerned, if at all, with why they're teaching. We get it. Many teachers seek fame, money, followers, etc. So, in conclusion, AD calibrations may start to AD calibrations do appear in the database when the answer to the question of what is more informative and appropriate than the standard test of why. And Brian over at when you're in consciousnesscalibrations.com, he will add a little AD after a calibration if it's an all dimensions one. Okay, so now on to today's interesting calibration of the week. And it's relevant to what we're talking about today and helpful. It's a tool for it. And there's a calibration for something called Blessing of the Energy Centers Meditation by Joe Dispenza. And Joe Dispenza has come back as a spiritual teacher at a very high level in the 500s. He's a rare teacher in our world today. But remember that I've seen his calibration come down too. So human beings are dynamic. We go up and down in consciousness depending on the dimension that's being calibrated. So this Blessing of the Energy Centers meditation guides you to place your attention on each one of the energy centers of your body, which is your chakra system. There's plenty of chakra meditation ones. This one happens to be a high calibration one. And you're guided to the centers of your body to influence them from a state of incoherence or disease into a state of coherence, which is balance and harmony. And this particular meditation that you can buy on Amazon, I'm not sure, the price varies depending on where you get it, from anywhere from, I think, 10 to 25 bucks. It's a digital download, but it calibrates at 490, which is an all dimensions calibration. This is huge and well worth your while if you want to work on some of these dimensions like I need to, in the root chakra as an example for me, so I can stop experiencing this dive in consciousness when I head back home and I start spinning my head about things of bitterness, resentment, fight or flight, whatever it is. So that's it for today's, this week's interesting calibration of the week. and your weekly dose of higher consciousness. My name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host here. I'll see you again on Thursday for this week's 1001 Way of Being. I'm not sure if it's to let go of or to align with. I'll see you again. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.